Italy back in numbers to 10 men. Suarez tried to lift it in towards Gonzalez. Stuani challenging. Now Cavani. Now there's two players gone down in the penalty area. Chiellini and Suarez have renewed acquaintances. Luis Suarez is a very, very lucky man. No wonder Chiellini was upset with that, and Suarez went down undercover. Look at Chiellini taking his shirt off to show the scar to the referee.
He's bitten him.
Yes, it's the bite that went around the world. The third bite of Luis Suarez's career, and this time it's three bites and he's out until, perhaps appropriately enough, Halloween. But what is it about a bite that makes it so much worse for many people in the public than a punch or a kick? Is it because it's perceived to have violent sexual overtones normally found in the animal kingdom? Or maybe because deep down we all fear mythical half-men, half-beast creatures? I don't know, but let's talk to a man who does know about these kinds of things. Dr. John Hillary is a consultant psychiatrist, director of communications and public education for the College of Psychiatrists of Ireland. John, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
And a lot of people are invoking all kinds of Freudian explanations for this.
It's quite interesting, isn't it, the variety of theories people are coming up with, especially since none of them talked to Mr. Suarez himself or have bothered talking to people who know him either. But it is fascinating, as you said, and your previous discussion about autonomy is also relevant, I think, to what's happening here. But it's funny how a bite to the shoulder, which caused some bruising, is considered much more severe than, say, eye gouging, stamping, punching, or in my own county in Clare, we would have a big tradition of hurling, and getting a hit with a hurl across the face would be considered pretty awful, but we still think biting is worse. And it probably does go to a lot of the things you've mentioned there. There's the feeling that this is something animalistic. There's also the mythology we've all grown up with. I think it's probably different for children today, where vampires seem to be seen as friendly creatures who help you out if you're having a bad time, whereas you and I would have grown up with the Bram Stoker version of Dracula, which semi-erotic overtones or undertones, but also a fearsome person who took people's soul away and was really not someone you'd like to meet.
I don't think any of us can really make the argument that he's a Uruguayan vampire, but it does seem strange, doesn't it, when you've got this pattern of backbiting. It's not just once, this is the third time he's done it.
It's interesting from the psychiatric point of view when I hear people talk about a pattern, and I've been asked a few times, how would you work with a patient like this? But the pattern is a pattern over a long period of time with long gaps between it. It's not a sign that this person has a compulsion to do things on a regular basis, or if he has, he's been controlling it very well. I even heard a psychology colleague from the forensic services in the UK talk as if this was similar to descriptions you hear of serial killers.
Who, oh, my goodness.
To some type of internal drive to kill again. He said that this will probably, we see a pattern here of these events coming closer together, and there'll be one sooner again. I think poor Mr. Suarez has been loaded on this side of the Atlantic with a lot of ignominy and mythology of his own, whereas if you look at what's happening in South America, he's seen as a hero who's been treated very badly by European authorities.
You think some of these columnist psychologists are losing the run of themselves, John?
That's what comes to mind. It's entertainment, but I suppose as professionals, we shouldn't be going into the entertainment business, should we? Because we might frighten people who... Everyone has impulses of some type that they control. We learn to control these as we get older. Some of our impulses are quite harmless, but we rather not demonstrate them. And some, I think a lot of people have thoughts of violence or impulses towards violence, but control them. So to hear this type of discussion of Mr. Suarez may actually frighten some people, yeah, and also may dissuade some people from talking to professionals about what's going on for them.
Just finally, completely disconnected from this, John, I noticed the last name, Hillary. Are you related to former Irish President Patrick Hillary?
He was my father.
Oh, he was?
Yes. So there's the quote I had about not going into the entertainment business actually was one he used regularly as regards politicians.
You say stay out of politics as well. Did he tell you to stay out of politics as well?
Well, he didn't encourage it, but I did. I have been dipped my toe into politics a few times.
Yeah, you go.
And unfortunately, not successfully, but I have run for election. So that's probably an internal drive that I keep to myself a lot of the time, but every now and then it comes out.
Psychodynamics everywhere.
Yes.
John, thank you very much. Dr. John Hillary, who's a consultant psychiatrist on the bite that everyone is talking about.